You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
This is July 25th, 2022. We are live streaming at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. It'll open our page. You'll see previous postings, and you can push the button for live joining us in studio. Taiwan holding widespread air drills today, as China doubles down against House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting the island. And even President Biden was being quoted the other day as saying that it's not a good time for her to go. That's what intel officers told him, according to Biden. But Pelosi, while her office won't officially comment, in last report still plans to go and has defended her trip to the island. China, of course, considers Taiwan part of its territory. An energy group announcing that it's purchased a high six-figure digital ad campaign comparing President Biden to former President Jimmy Carter. Power of the Future will run the ad on social media in Alaska, New Mexico, Colorado, Ohio, Pennsylvania, select districts in Texas. Why? Because the 90-second ad draws a parallel between Biden and Carter's energy policies and the high inflation rates we saw during their two administrations. It's a good comparison, but it stops in many ways there because Carter is a much finer man than Joe Biden. The New York Post is saying that Hunter Biden apparently did not register as a foreign agent while making business deals, and that could be a possible crime, as if we already don't have enough possible crimes against this guy by his own laptop from hell video and messages on there. He could also face charges relating to illegally buying a firearm, remember? He bought that. That should have been a charge. That's an automatic charge. And then you got the tax violations, 150 flagged violations on his bank accounts. Probably those at the bank said, hey, what do we do about this? They said, we do our job. We simply report it, and then it's up to the Attorney General and others. We don't want to do anything beyond that. They make the decision. They're not going to make any decision. And even if there are going to be a couple of minor charges issued against Hunter, it's not going to get to the bottom of the real Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and family corruption that's been underway, much as it was with the Clinton family. Two Washington State men are now being charged in connection with smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills. They were inside bags of potato chips. Now, these guys are in Washington State. That's a long ways from the border. But that's how fentanyl is being distributed across our nation, and creating deaths of 250 a day or more due to opioid poisoning linked to fentanyl. You heard on the network news a Dallas police officer engaged and disabled a female shooter at Love Field. The 37-year-old was dropped off near one of the ticket counters, went in the restroom, came out, had a hoodie, different type of clothing on, and then produced a handgun, began firing. They say at this time we don't know who she is aiming at, maybe just a ceiling. One of the officers quickly pulled his pistol out and struck her in the lower extremities, and she went down and the gunfight was over. No one else hurt, according to the latest report. In Mayor Lightfoot's Chicago, 60 shot, three of them killed over this last weekend. And then Sunday afternoon at a car show in San Pedro, California, three people shot. And then out of Brooklyn, a Christian pastor in a sermon being live streamed on Sunday got held up. He's at the pulpit delivering his sermon, and he begins to look across the faith and see someone coming at him with a gunpoint, and he immediately dropped to the ground and said, "All right, all right." The man came on up, took his money, watch and wallet, and the same for many others in the church. They have no shame. They have no shame, and they don't care what they take from you, be it your wallet or your life.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward. Confronted with this global emergency, what we're doing with our inaction and failing to walk through the door and stop the killing is not typical of what we are capable of as human beings.
Those are the words of Al Gore, former vice president, 2000 candidate for the Democrats for president against George W. Bush, which he lost, and then went out and decided, what can I do to make some money? Climate change. That's something that's going to be with us forever. And the more and more I can milk it, the more and more money I can get. So he came out with this documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, which was mostly filled with lies. But he just crossed the line. I don't care how much money he made. If he can grift people into giving him money on science that is not that clearly decided as they would have you believe, and if he could push his video, An Inconvenient Truth, as an example of this is what we could be seeing, and if you can buy it and you're all into it, okay. There may even be members of the Uvalde community, even parents who lost their children in that shooting in May. 17 students, two teachers, or 19 students and two teachers, that would agree with him on, quote, climate change. They're not just talking about a daily change of weather forecast or even weekly or monthly, but apparently the whole climate around the world will change. That's why we had the Paris Accord that Obama got into and everyone else. They might actually, there might be parents of some of those kids who were killed that buy into that. But I don't think they're going to accept the fact that he wants to never, never, ever let something like that go to waste if you can capitalize on it, which is what he's doing. Or trying, anyway. Comparing the climate deniers simply because you might not accept what he believes about the climate. You might in some part, but maybe not fully. Well, you're still a climate denier. And then link them or you to the police officers in Uvalde, Texas, that were not sure what to do it and how to move and how fast. And, of course, we had complete confusion, chaos, and, yes, that was wrongly handled. But where is the leap between that tragedy and trying to tie the whole world together in a climate crisis disaster? It's in the feeble mind of Al Gore. David Webb is a Fox News contributor, and he heard those remarks from Al Gore. And here's David Webb's response.
Al Gore has no soul.
Yeah.
All right. If you look at the fear porn, which is what it's been over climate change that he's been a part of. Remember in the UK, they removed, I believe, 24 minutes from An Inconvenient Truth. That was a court ordered removal. We had global cooling. We were going to have an ice age in the late 70s into the 80s. Then we had, you know, global warming. And then they remarketed it as climate change. Al Gore then builds a fund on the Chicago Mercantile, I believe it was initially, which took $600 million and lost it. While he made money and built, what, a 20,000 square foot house. These are people who have no soul. They have an agenda. He's making money off of this. That is all he's doing because he's actually done nothing.
Actually done nothing except make money. It's the same thing with those selling solar panels are the answer for all of your energy needs in the future. They are valuable. They can serve a purpose. But they're also realizing now in California that at 25 years you need to replace those panels, and they don't know what they're going to do with them, how to dispose of them. They can't even put them in a landfill because it might contaminate drinking water. Now, you heard Webb mention how the UK took the Al Gore movie that was a co-winner of a Nobel Peace Prize, believe it or not, An Inconvenient Truth, and on a ruling from a UK official who did not want the film shown to students, a high judge found that it is, quote, substantially founded upon scientific research and fact, but that the errors were made in the context of alarmism and exaggeration. That would be like me saying, there's a fire in your neighborhood. That would be a fact. Maybe. But simply because there's a fire in your neighborhood does not mean that your house is in danger and your family. You better run now. Also reminds me of when I was in TV news as a news anchor, and we were often given these promos to read, and I was handed one, said, I'm not reading that. They said, what's the problem with it? I said, you want me to read this where it says, a killer is lurking outside your door waiting for your children. Details it did. How alarmist is that? And you know what they were referring to and what the story was about? Sunshine causing cancer. Again, like Al Gore making a gigantic false leap. You remember Joe Biden, President Biden, the other day when he was up in Massachusetts and around that area and before he came down with officially diagnosed with COVID. Probably had it then at that point anyway. But remember the statement he made specifically on July 21.
Climate change is literally an existential threat to our nation and to the world. This is an emergency. And I will look at it that way. I said last week, and I'll say it again loud and clear. As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis.
Yep. Do all of my powers. Well, he has not issued any executive emergency action so far. We're waiting to see if he was, because many on the left want him to. We want an executive order shutting down businesses that we think are polluting. But they've already had a fallback on that because of the high court ruling reference to EPA and how it can enforce existing laws. It can't create new laws as it was doing. And while Biden is talking the talk that the left wants to hear, he's not walking their walk. And if he tries, we will fight back. He's already shut down oil and gas in this country, claiming it's pollution. Let's all go green, all green. Solar panels, well, I told you the problem they have solar panels out in California. Nuclear energy, there's not enough available for that to do at this point. Wind in Texas and California the other day, they were telling residents you might experience brownouts because there's not enough wind blowing to make the turbines turn. And don't forget that every one of those things are using fossil fuel for production and our energy and maintenance. Electric cars, the same thing. Steve Coonan is a former Obama energy advisor. He was the chief climate advisor under Obama. He has out a book titled now, Unsettled. Subtitle, basically, I don't have it here in front of me, but the lack of clarity in what's fact and what's fiction when it comes to climate change. So Steve, Coonan was asked while he was appearing with Larry Kudlow. Biden says it's an existential threat, this climate issue. Is he right?
There's nothing in the official assessments of science that says that this is existential. It could be a problem. We need to prepare for that eventuality. But to think that it's going to somehow crash society or the economy is just hype.
Just hype. Well, we know who's very good about hype. That would be the left. And the full title of Coonan's book, by the way, is Unsettled, What Climate Science Tells Us, What It Doesn't. In other words, you can find scientists on both sides. Well, we know we've been having massive heat waves all across the nation and around the world. Some areas now getting relief by cooler fronts and rain coming in. Not everyone. So when you look at climate change and you see weather patterns over a period of weeks, months, maybe years, you have to wonder and ask you basically what amounts to a true evidence that there is a climate change. Coonan's response to Larry Kudlow.
Climate is the 30-year average of weather. And so if you saw 10 or 20 heat waves over the next decade or two, you might say, ah, a shift in climate. But one extreme weather event is not a shift in climate.
Do you see? I mean, is there a 30-year change that's developing here or longer?
Well, certainly the globe on average is warming over the last 100 years, it's warmed, as we were talking about. There's some indication that heat waves are increasing slightly over the land over the last 30 years, but there are many other parameters of weather that show no detectable change at all.
And again, that's Steve Coonan, former Obama climate expert. And the certain changes that he said that show that it's not being affected at all, the number of hurricanes. He said, we're not seeing a great increase in hurricanes. Sure, some have been more ferocious in some years than others, but he said, overall, no, it's still not. He said, you're going to see some various area, and he admitted that the Earth's temperature has gone up maybe over the last 100 years, maybe 2 degrees. Other reports on where we have had sea levels dropping show that, no, the level of the water is still the same. I have no doubt a climate change does exist, but the problem we have here is that the leftists want to blame it all on mankind, not taking into account the way nature is, the way the world was set up by God. I've always said, and I'll say it again, just for an added emphasis, take a yardstick, put a sesame seed at the very end of the yardstick. That sesame seed represents all of mankind, all of mankind. And everything before that is before man walked the earth, and we have no idea what, quote, climate change was then and what caused it. It certainly wasn't your gas car, was it? And, of course, as I said, Al Gore has made a lot of money off of peddling the inconvenient truth. Come back. You're going to hear from Tammy Bruce, a Fox contributor, talking about some of the studies and documentation of all the money Al Gore's made.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Al Gore touted when he was vice president how he was an everyman and worth under $2 million. He's now worth hundreds of millions of dollars via his work on the issue of climate change or sustainability. His mansion, in fact, uses, via research from a number of entities, more energy each year than the average American family uses in 21 years.
There you have it. There's your climate energy problem. Al Gore, that's an inconvenient truth. Those are the words of Tammy Bruce, a Fox News contributor, referring to some of the stats and information gathered, references mansions that Al Gore owns. And I had a kind of a laugh when he was saying that I'm just a kind of a common man. My wealth is worth less than $2 million. I don't consider you being just under $2 million worth that you're common. We should all be so common. And, of course, he's much, much richer now. And, of course, you got John Kerry, who jets all around under the guise of being the Biden energy czar and climate czar in his private jet, emitting tons of emissions into the environment. They just don't think they need to be curbed. You do. You need to be put on a leash. You need to be put on a leash, put in a cage, and have your car taken away from you. And you're only going to be allowed out when you agree that everything they say about climate change is accurate. You can have some differences. In the last segment, in case you missed it, John Koonin, who is a former member of the Obama administration, served as his climate czar, and he said, well, there are facts on both sides of the case. Choosing what you want to believe, that's your choice, is pretty much what it comes down to. Oh, by the way, during an appearance on NBC Meet the Press, Al Gore, who did lose to President George W. Bush in the 2000 presidential campaign. They were asking about, you thinking about launching another presidential bid? Maybe you would do so? And Gore described himself, said, no, I'm a recovering politician. No, he doesn't want to go to be president now because with all the money he's making, look how much he'd have to walk away from. And he cares more about his money than the country, believe me. Or don't believe me, that's fine, you don't have to. CNN is even examining the fact and reporting on the fact that the federal investigation into Hunter Biden's business dealings is nearing a crucial point. This is according to CNN, not my statement, this is CNN. They say it's nearing a critical juncture as investigators weigh possible charges and prosecutors confront Justice Department guidelines to generally avoid bringing politically sensitive cases close to an election. They say that's according to those being briefed on the matter. And, of course, the election's coming up. November is what they're referring to. Which brings me to something else. They may or may not come up with some charges, but how big will they be? Is it just to pacify and move on and think everything's done? No, that's not going to be enough for me. And the other point to keep in mind, you do want to vote in November to make sure there is a red wave tsunami in the House and the Senate. But I will tell you this, the ones you vote into office, if they oust Democrats, those Democrats still in office, they will work like hell in their closing days to get legislation through that they want to see happen by mandate, everything from stocking the court to reinforcing laws and regs which have been disputed already. They're not going to go down quietly. Just be ready for that. And then, of course, we got the January 6th committee hearing. They say now they're going to continue into the fall. What? More and more and more of what? We come back. You're going to hear from, as Sean Hannity calls him, the great one, Mark Levin, and his points about the January 6th committee, some of them anyway. They echo my thoughts. I believe they're going to echo yours as well. Because this continues to be a dog and pony show and no popcorn.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Some car dealers might try to take advantage of you. One quick way to spot it, look at the sticker price. Jay Ackerman told me, especially in these times, he wants to reward the generations of buyers and the new customers. So Ackerman Toyota sells every car at sticker price. No markup. What you see is what you pay. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Can they show us one damn sentence in the hundreds of thousands of documents that they have collected, the thousand witnesses they've had, the text messages, the emails, the documents, anything, anywhere that links Donald Trump to directing or ordering an attack on the Capitol building? Where is it? We're at hearing number 8. Where is it? You'd think they'd lead with it. You'd think with all the talk about criminality, they would show us. There's nothing, absolutely zero evidence that Donald Trump was involved in an effort to violently overthrow our elections or our government. Literally nothing.
Literally nothing. The words of Mark Levin, and I fully agree. They keep dragging this thing on, the January 6th committee. And now they say they're going to do it again in the fall because there might be more information and they got more and more witnesses coming forward. riddle me this. If they had someone who had not hearsay information, but specific information that Donald Trump wanted to see our government system brought down and overthrown by a true insurrection on January 6th, they would have used them up front and be repeating them each and every time. And they haven't. You know why? Just like Mark Levin said, they have nothing, literally nothing. And, of course, then there's concern that we got to make sure that Trump is not only punished for that, but that we damage him so much that he cannot possibly run again. And maybe Joe Biden, despite everything he's done wrong, he could run and win. Well, I'll tell them. In fact, I'll tell Joe Biden directly. Give me his number, a personal number, and I'll call him up directly and say, Mr. President, here's how you can make yourself look better in the polls from day one when you came in the office. So I don't know if you can go back and do it now, but what you could have done that would make your poll ratings even higher than the way higher. In fact, out of the mud to the moon, Alice, if you had just done one thing. Before we wrap up this segment, I'll share that with you. But now they are looking at this January 6th thing to continue to malign not just Trump, but anybody that voted for him. I don't know how often I have to repeat it, but I'll do it every time just to make sure we're on the same page. What happened on the Capitol, in the Capitol that day, January 6th, was wrong. It was not patriotic. Assaulting police officers, defecating in the Congress hallways, ripping signs and things from even Nancy Pelosi's desk and others. Only one gun recovered, and that was not even being used. So there was no insurrection. They were wrong to do it the way they did. And Trump had made it clear in his speech down the street before then, go down the Capitol, make your voices heard. That's all. But I'm looking at an interview that Liz Cheney, Republican of Wyoming, who's on this committee, one of two Republicans on it. The Republican leaders wanted to appoint who goes on the committee on behalf of Republicans. Pelosi wouldn't let them. Wouldn't let them put in Jim Jordan and a couple others, saying, well, they're too biased. As if Liz Cheney is not biased, or her fellow Republican, Adam Kinzinger, are the entire rest of the panels not biased? But Liz Cheney is saying on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper, she said, I think the committee has produced and provided and gathered a tremendous amount of information. And we're not finished yet. See, they want you to think this is just the tease. There's a lot more to come. Now, granted, when you're writing a movie script or a book, you don't give the ending at the very beginning. You want to build to a climax. You want to present everything at the last. But these guys, they don't have anything to put at the last. Oh, maybe they'll run Looney Tune cartoons. Maybe that'll help. Woody Woodpecker. Tapper said, this is Jake Tapper, in his opinion, keep in mind, it looks like crimes were committed. Your fellow Republican Adam Kinzinger on the committee told us Friday the committee has proven Donald Trump broke the law. What's your personal opinion? Do you think Trump broke the law? That question posed to Liz Cheney. She said, and you could have written this for her, because what a set-up softball question. I think that Donald Trump, the violation of his oath of office, the violation of the Constitution, he engaged in the most serious misconduct of any president in the history of our nation. Stop it right there. Just stop it. Full stop. You know who has endangered this nation more than what happened on January 6th, even if you find that Trump is directly responsible, which he's not. But the current president is directly responsible for allowing untold thousands upon thousands of illegals into this country who are not properly vetted for disease and certainly not vetted for security clearances. We have no idea how many jihadists are now in our country. And I'm not talking about usual gangs coming in. That's bad enough with crime already running rampant in so many cities and states. And they're spilling into the red cities and states. It's not just the blue. More rampant in those areas because they're lenient about no bail. You know, they were not even allowed to post a picture of the man who tried to kill and certainly did attack GOP, New York GOP candidate Zellner the other day. They weren't allowed to do that because Cuomo had signed a law previously that we're not going to put out pictures of suspects and any information about them. No pictures, nothing like that, unless it will help police find the person. So what could Biden do? At this point, I'm not sure he's at all salvageable. Even the Washington Post is joining others suggesting you really shouldn't run. They're about as blunt as they can be, suggesting that just not a good time for you to run. Do you think he's going to listen to them? But from day one, oh, which, by the way, I mentioned what he's done already with our border. He's now considering giving ID cards to release illegals. Picture ID cards. I'm surprised they're not yelling, that's racist. We shouldn't have our picture with an ID and our photo on it. Kind of like we should be able to vote without identifying who we are. But the reason they're doing it is because it'll be easier for them to travel around the U.S. interior once they're here. I told you the other day, DHS confirming at least 1,000 illegals got on commercial airliners, and when asked for ID, they said, well, here's my summons from the Department of Homeland Security to appear for deportation hearings. This is who I am. Or even presenting arrest documents for them to the commercial airliners, they're allowed to board. So he's going to make sure they get a picture ID. What one thing Biden could have done for himself and his party and for our nation when you get down to it, on day one, be a caretaker of what Trump has put in place. Don't shut down Keystone. Keep oil and gas going. Keep everything moving at the pace Trump was having it move. Now, granted, if he had done that, Biden would be praised and he would take the credit for saving the country and making things better when we know it started with Trump. But his numbers would be way up. Right now, not so much. And we continue to have those who want to prey on your children. Stand by, please.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Rottner Pest Solutions is one of the top pest control companies in the nation, and yet still family-owned for three generations, 65 years. Rottner customers still get personal, professional, safe service. I personally encourage you to call. Get a free quote. Schedule same day, next day, or a Saturday. 877-ROTTNER. 877-ROTTLER, or go to Rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So the plug has been pulled on TBS, as if you were ever going to watch it anyway, the left-wing full frontal with Samantha Bee. The Turner Broadcasting System, I guess that's what the TBS stands for, was going to have this full frontal late-night left-wing show with Samantha Bee. She shocked her viewers in 2018 by calling then first daughter Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word, and then continued to attack conservatives at all cost. TBS statement reading, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee will not return. We're proud to have been the home to Full Frontal. Thanks, Sam, and the rest of the Emmy nominating team for their groundbreaking work. We celebrate their talent and crew and look forward to exploring new opportunities, but she ain't going to do it this time. And they say we're shaping new programming strategy, and we made some difficult business-based decisions. You know what that translates to, folks? Business-based decisions is that we're losing the audience. Nobody wants to see this leftist nonsense thrown in their face on a constant basis. And they don't want to hear from someone like Samantha Bee, who's allowed to run around the stage and using the word, the C word for women, because she can. I would never tell you to boycott something. That's your choice. But if you don't like something, if you don't like this program, turn it off. Nobody's forcing you to listen. If I could, I would force you to listen. Some of you who are listening need to listen. The rest of you were all in the choir together. But then that's your choice. Now, here's where the rubber, as we say, might hit the road with another company, Marvel. Disney, actually. They own and oversaw Thor, Love, and Thunder. Now, I have not seen this, and I'm not planning to. I'm not into that particular genre, a movie, period. But apparently what they've done, according to those who have seen it, and a piece that I'm watching or reading here, is that the latest superhero movie is, quote, too gay, according to some critics. Well, the director, speaking to Out Magazine, waved off criticism that he's jamming too much gay into his recent films and TV series. As far as he's concerned, everyone is gay. It's just a matter of degree. In fact, he added, we're all queer, just to varying degrees of where we are on the spectrum. I told you the other day, another report had come out that 98% of all women are also lesbian, 99 or 97% of all men are also homosexual. Now, note, I'm not taking and telling you what to do about your personal life on that level. I'm just saying, do those numbers ring anywhere close to you or anyone you know? It's more propaganda trying to get everyone to buy into it. And unfortunately, it's the kind of stuff that gets shoved into the faces of our children in schools as indoctrination, not education. I don't know how many kids in the lower schools would know who William Shatner is. They might be familiar with Star Trek, but not know William Shatner. But if they were, I wonder how this would play with them. He was at a San Diego Comic-Con over the weekend. And William Shatner insisted that the creator of Star Trek Universe would be extremely unhappy with the new Trek shows coming out on Paramount Plus. He's talking about the writer and producer, Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek for NBC back in 1964. He didn't get picked up at that time, but he gave him a chance to make a few changes and start another one. And that's when he brought on William Shatner as Captain Kirk. The 91-year-old is concerned that Roddenberry would not be enthused by these new programs. In fact, he was asked, what do you think anybody would think about them of the previous audience? He said, none would like it. He'd be turning in his grave at some of this stuff. And that is because, again, he thinks that what they're trying to do is use it to indoctrinate and shove sexual mores, new mores, or increasing or encouraging mores to the audience, when all they wanted to do was be entertained by a Star Trek feature. Same as folks want to go to the ball game, be it baseball, football, basketball, and enjoy the game. Don't be shoving all your political nonsense in my face at the time. And that, my friend, is where we all need to stand together. That's why I appreciate you supporting this program and telling others and sharing some of our previous podcasts. And I thank you for it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.